Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this hour. We bless your name because we know you are good. You are great. You are gracious. And we know that today you'll perform miracles in an unexpected way. You'll touch every life. Turn every life around. You'll do something we'll never forget. Bless everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. Confirm the word in every heart, every life, every family in this community. Make this day a special day for everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Give me another amen before you sit down. Thank you, and God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, I'm talking to you about something you might not have been thinking about. You see, as we think about life, there are some things I have I may not be able to transfer to you. There are some things daddy may not be able to transfer to the child. And mommy may not be able to transfer to the child. There are good things we have. There are some good things we possess that husband cannot transfer to the wife. And sometimes the husband is so sick and the wife is so healthy that the wife would wish, if I could transfer my health to my husband, I will gladly do it. There are times it's a child that is sick and the father or the mother very sound and very healthy and they love the child so much, if it were possible, they'll be able to transfer what they have to the child. It's not in our hands. It's not in our power that those things we have will transfer. You know, there are times the father is a knowledgeable person and he's brought up a child and he's looking at the child and the child is not doing well at school. If the father could transfer some IQ, some intelligence, he would have done that. But there are some things we cannot do. As I look at the Bible, I find some good people and their children or their wives or their husbands, they lack what the others in the family, what they have. You're thinking of Samuel, a great man, a good man, a righteous man. If that man could transfer what he had to the children will go places. You're thinking about a person like Abigail, a good woman, a good wife, and the husband not so good. And the husband, in fact, he was far away on the line of goodness and righteousness. And if that wife, Abigail, could have transferred what she had to the husband would have lived longer. Look at that child that was born blind. Daddy could see well. Mommy could see well. But the child was born blind. If they could help it, they will transfer what they had onto that child. That's life. We do not have the privilege or the power, the authority to transfer whatever it is we have. We might wish, we might desire, we might pray, we might say, what are we going to do? So we can transfer the good thing we have to another person. In a human society, it's impossible. There's somebody I'm going to talk to you about. There's this thing I'm calling transferable concept. Every good thing you can desire in life, every good thing you think you would have wanted to be. You say, I want to be this. I want to be that. I want to have that. I want to possess that. There is no good thing you desire that this person I'm talking about does not have. And he's the only one I know. He's the only one in the history of the whole world. He has peace, he can transfer that peace to you. He has righteousness, he can transfer that righteousness to you. Talk about having victory, and he can transfer that victory to you. Talk about success. He had that, and he can transfer that to you. This transferable concept we're talking about, the only one you can find that can transfer what he has onto any of us is the person I'm talking about tonight. And whatever it takes you want tonight, you say, I wish I had this. Wonderful. I wish you had it too. I want to have that. Wonderful. I want you to have that too. Every good thing you desire, every good thing you are hoping for, every good thing you say, I'm having this, I want to have this. You can stop your searching tonight. Maybe you've been searching over here, searching over there. You've gone into the valley, you are searching. You went to Riverside, you are searching. You went to another place, you are searching. I find you in a shrine, you are searching. In some dark places, I find you are searching. You have a good desire, but you're only searching for what you cannot get by yourself. Tonight is the night of good news. Are you there? I said I have good news for you. It's getting to you. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. He will transfer his peace unto you. His power unto you. His grace unto you. He will transfer his righteousness unto you. He will whatever it takes to make it in life. Whatever it takes to succeed in life. I'm talking to you about the person that will transfer it to you. Tonight is your night of victory. Anybody there? I'm looking for somebody there. He wants victory. He wants power. He wants courage. He wants to be a conqueror. Congratulations, you are here tonight. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm reading from verse 57. It says, but thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. See, Paul the apostle, he said, I've discovered Christ, I discovered victory. I've discovered Christ, I've discovered peace. Look at Christ and look at grace. And look at mercy. And look at forgiveness. And look at joy. Look at everything I ever desired. And he says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. Giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. Thanks be unto God, our maker, our creator, King of kings and Lord of lords, the ultimate power that no other power can surpass. Thanks be unto God, the lover of your soul. He's thinking about you. And because he's thinking about you, and he grants us, and he gives us the victory. That's what I'm talking to you tonight, on the transferable victory of Christ. The transferable victory of Christ. In that victory, you conquer. In that victory, you have peace of mind. In that victory, your sins are forgiven. In that victory, you are made free from sin. In that victory, there is salvation. In that victory, there is power. In that victory, there is abundance. The transferable victory of Christ. And as you look at your life, whatever it is you have to desire, any good thing you desire, the Lord is telling you that tonight He can transfer that into your life. That good thing will come your way. Your salvation, it will come your way. Healing will come your way. Deliverance will come your way. Because there is a transfer tonight. It's coming from heaven and coming to earth. It's coming from God and coming to you. It's coming from the Creator coming to the creature. It's coming from the Savior and it's coming to the sinner. It's coming to the person that says, yes, tonight I believe. Yes, tonight is my night. The transferable victory of Jesus Christ. And tonight, at the end of the meeting, after the preaching, after the prayer, after the message, after the ministration, you'll be able to say, it will not just be a verse from the Bible. It will be a word coming from your mouth. I said it will come from your mouth. Thanks be unto God. Somebody there, thanks be unto God. Somebody there, tell me, thanks be unto God. Who gives me the victory? I thought you'll say that for yourself. Who gives me the victory? Through my Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about transferable victory of Christ. There are three areas I'm going to look at. Number one, personal victory. Personal victory. Because it's yours tonight. Personal. It is not something you work for. Another person struggled for you. Another person sacrificed for you. Another person got it for you. And he said, we're going to make an exchange. You transfer your failure to him, he transfers his success unto you. In a personal way. Number one, personal victory. Number two is present victory. It is not something that maybe another 1 year it will happen. Another 1 decade it will happen. Tonight. I said tonight. Where are you now? Tonight, present victory. Today, tonight, at this present time, I rejoice with you. Because that thing you have been searching for, peace of mind has come. Forgiveness of your sin has come. Joy in the Lord has come. And victory has come. Your healing is here already. Your miracle has come. At this present hour, present victory. Number one, it's personal. Number two, it's present. And those things, what do I tell you now? Let me say it this way. They are not exclusive. They are mutually inclusive. Maybe this one has personal victory. That other one has present victory. The same person that has personal victory, that same person will have present victory. Number one is personal. Number two is present. Number three, permanent victory. Are you there? What you get today? If I see you 1 year from now, you will say, Pastor, is still here. Salvation permanent. Healing permanent. Joy permanent. Peace permanent. The goodness of God permanent. The grace of God permanent. and the victory permanent. It is personal, number one. It is a present victory, number two. And it is, tell me out loud, is permanent. Number one, I'm talking about personal victory over sin. Personal victory over sin. Number two, present victory over sickness. Present victory over sickness. Number three, permanent victory over Satan. Those are all the troubles you have. Whatever trouble you have, if we're going to classify them, if we're going to group them, if we're going to put them under this pigeonhole, that pigeonhole, that pigeonhole, all the troubles you have, they are in those three categories. Your problem is either a problem of sin, or a problem of sickness, or a problem of Satan. And when you put everything together, tonight your victory has come. I said your victory has come. And that's why Paul the apostle says, he says it for himself, and he says it for you, he says it for every member, he says it for every invitee, and he says it for everyone. And he says, number one, you're going to have a personal victory over sin. There are times of struggle. There are times of fight. There are times you say, I want to have this victory. This particular thing tormenting my life. But you tried and tried and failed. You tried and tried, you could not make it. But somebody got the victory. Somebody got the victory. His name is Jesus. And he says, I'll transfer that victory unto you. And then you say, thank the Lord, praise the Lord. Thanks be unto God that grants me that victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Personal victory over sin. Present victory over sickness. Whatever the sickness may be, whatever that infirmity may be, from the top of your head to the tip of your toe, the healing virtue of Jesus will flow to you. Healing is coming to you tonight. The moment we mention that name of Jesus, and the moment that sin is cancelled out of your life, that name has power. That name has authority. And there's the anointing of the Holy Ghost on that name. All those sicknesses are conquered and crushed tonight. Present victory over sickness. Number three, permanent victory over Satan. Every work of Satan will be destroyed in your life. Destroyed in your family. Destroyed in our community. Because Christ has got the victory. And then he transfers that victory over Satan, transfers that to you tonight. And thank God tonight he'll put a smile on your face. Victory in your soul. Victory in your life. Power in your family. Number one now. Personal victory over sin. You know, when Jesus Christ was born, actually when he was conceived, the angel came to Mary. That's the mother of Jesus. And look at the language of the angel. It is not a man talking. This message came from heaven and comes to give us assurance that when Christ comes, here is what he will do. Here is what he will accomplish. And this is what he will do in your life. I said he will do it in your life. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son. and she shall bring forth a son. Now if somebody says something that is going to happen, it's not happened yet, but it's going to happen. That's prophecy. When an angel said, this will happen. It's not happened yet. But after some time, as we're looking and watching, what that angel said actually happened. Look at this. And she shall bring forth a son. If Mary had delivered a daughter, if Mary had delivered a female, well, know that that angel did not come from God. But this angel came from God and said, she, Mary, will deliver a son. And there was no scientific way to find out whether the pregnancy was going to result in a female or a male. But the angel knew the truth. And the angel knew the fact that what Mary was carrying was a male, was a boy. And he said, and she shall deliver, she shall bring forth a son. And then he even gave the name. He said, you will call his name. Tell me that name. You call his name Jesus. And now he tells what he will do, what he will accomplish, what he'll come to do for you and for me. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall deliver his people from their sins. He will deliver them from their sins. You know, that has to be personal. This one is a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The man is a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Look at that woman. Every woman is a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm sure you understand. Illiterates are sinners because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Educated people are sinners too. Highly placed people are sinners too. People of authority are sinners too. And those who know what we don't know, they're sinners too. The high and the lowly, the student and the professional, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If anybody could have struggled by himself and overcome sin, it would be a man like Paul. That man was highly educated. That man was a strong-willed man. That man was a man of iron constitution. That man was a man of iron will. That man was a man that said, if I want to do something, I'm a go-getter. If anybody could have overcome sin by themselves, Paul would have overcome sin. You know what Paul said? The good thing I want to do, I could not do. The evil I don't want to do, that's what I do. And he said, if I do that which I don't want to do, I understand, it is not me that is doing it, but sin that lives and dwells and abides and acts within me. He's telling us, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He could not have the victory by himself, but there was one day he met the victory giver. And then that's why he could say, and that's why you are going to say, thanks be unto God. Somebody there join me. Thanks be unto God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save. He shall save. He shall save his people from their sins. When he says his people from their sins, the drunkard has his own sin. Drunkenness. The smoker has his own sin. That's smoking. The violent man has his own sin. That's his fighting. The occultic man has his own sin, using the power of darkness. And the people who know how to turn things around on the internet, they have their own sin. Scam and fraud. And the people who run after women, they have their own sin. Adultery and fornication. The thief has his own sin. Every person has his own peculiar sin. That one has his own. That one has her own. That one has his own. That one has her own. The youth have their own. The adults have their own. The illiterates have their own. He says, but all of them, low or high, all of them, man or woman, all of them, intelligent or ignorant, he says, thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he that Jesus will save. He'll save somebody there. Somebody there. What are you there? I say, what are you? He came for you. He's transferring salvation to your life. Thanks be unto God. I say, thanks be unto God. Tonight, salvation is coming your way. He'll forgive your sin. He'll change your life. He will set you free. He will break that yoke of sin. For thou shalt call his name Jesus. I call his name Jesus. Somebody call his name Jesus there. Somebody call his name Jesus. Somebody call his name Jesus. Jesus, my Savior. I said, Jesus, my Savior. Say it for yourself. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my Redeemer. Jesus, my Helper. He will help you. For thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. That word save. I find that many people, they go to church, they come out of the church, and they don't understand what that word means. He will save them from their sins. Can I explain something to you? I see that man that is naked, and I see the shame of his nakedness. And then Etelo approached me, and he says, I will save him from the shame of nakedness. What's the interpretation of that? I'm going to cover his nakedness. I see somebody, and is having the suffering of sickness, and he's about dying. A doctor approached me, and he says, I will save him from that suffering of incurable disease. What does that mean? He says, I'm going to help him and get him out of that sickness. I see somebody who has been having a sorrow because he's taking exam, the same exam so many years now. He's always failing. And then the lecturer comes to tell me, hand that student over to me. I will save him from his ignorance. What does that lecturer mean when he says, I'll save him from his ignorance? It means I'm going to teach him he's going to succeed. Failure will become something of the past. I see somebody there, he's fearful and timid. He feels insecure. And he cannot come, he's always looking here and looking there, insecurity. And then I see somebody, a champion. Says, I'll be his bodyguard. I will save him from his insecurity. What does that mean? I'm going to get him free out of that insecurity and fear. What does it mean? Thou shalt call his name Jesus. But he shall save his people from their sins. Whatever your peculiar sin, he will give you victory over that sin. I'm talking to somebody there. I said, he will give you victory over that sin. set you free? Number one, it sets you free from the pollution of your sin. Sin pollutes us. Sin perverts us. Sin defiles us. Sin makes us dirty. Sin makes us unacceptable in the sight of God. And he says, I'm going to save you from the pollution of your sin. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You know what? There's the punishment of our sin. And as you go about, your conscience tells you, judgment is coming. You will not escape. If there is a God in heaven who hates evil, if there is a God in heaven who will judge evil people, judgment is coming and you will not escape. There is a punishment of sin. What does this mean? He shall save his people from their sins. He saves you from the pollution of sin, number one. He saves you from the punishment of sin, number two. You see, when Christ comes to your life, he has taken your punishment away already. That's why he said on the cross, it is finished. Tonight, it's finished. Are you there? I said, tonight is finished. He will set you free from the pollution, from the punishment. And then also, he saves you from the power of sin. You know what? There's power of sin that controls people. It drives them. It pushes them. It's like, I don't want to do that, but I'm doing it. I didn't want to say that, but I say it anyhow. I know that sin will result in HIV/AIDS. I have the knowledge, I have the understanding that this is going to destroy me. And even with all the knowledge you have, you still run after that thing. There is a power that is more than your resistance. And it will save you from the power of sin. He will break that yoke. He will destroy that yoke. He will say, go and you are free. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. He'll save us, he'll save you, he'll save everyone that will believe tonight from the pollution of your sin. He will save you from the punishment of your sin. He will save you from the power of that sin. You know, sometimes if there's somebody by your side, that person is always influencing you. And whatever you've said, I'm not going that way again. I will not do that again. I will not take that sin again. As long as this person is by your side. And anytime he's there, he's the one that takes the final decision for you. I say, come on, do it. Come on, go that way. Come on, take that sin. Come on, drink this sin. Come on, smoke that thing now. Come on, put your hand there. Get into this covenant. As long as that person is there by your side all the time, it becomes a difficult thing for you to stay by your decision. You know what I'm talking to you about? As long as the sin is there present and it's living inside you. Because Paul the Apostle said, it is not me doing the sin. It is sin present with me and doing it in me. Number one, it saves you from the pollution of sin. Number two, from the punishment of sin. Number three, from the power of sin. Number four, from the presence of sin. It separates you from sin. It takes you out of sin. It takes sin out of you. That's Jesus. It is his victory. He has the victory. And he's transferring the victory to you tonight. I said he's transferring to you tonight. Where is the person? Transferable. Transferable victory. From Jesus Christ. Personal victory over sin. Number two now. I'm talking about victory over sickness. Victory over sickness. There's no sickness that can receive the power of Christ. Whatever sickness you have there tonight, the Lord is going to settle that sickness problem. I'm going to read one verse to you. And this verse, as you believe it, it will happen in your life. Am I talking to somebody there tonight? Where are you there? Healing is coming your way. Where are you there? You're free tonight. Free from sin. Number two, free from sickness. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. I'm reading here from verse 4. It tells us in verse 4. If you have your Bible there, tell me the first word there. If you have your Bible, I'm waiting for the first word there. Say it with first up voice. Now, where are you? It says, surely, no doubt tonight. No go or come tonight. Surely, certainly, without a shadow of doubt, something is sure for you tonight. Something is certain for you tonight. Surely, he has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Transferable. He was wounded for our transgression. He is our substitute. He is our sin bearer. He gives us his righteousness. We give him our transgression. But yes, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Listen to this. Listen to this. And with his stripes, we are healed. With his stripes, we are healed. Everybody shout, with his stripes, we are healed. I'm waiting for you. With his stripes, we are healed. I want you to join the first word. Surely, with his stripes, we are healed. Surely, with his stripes, I am healed. If you believe that, everything in your system will change. If you believe that, everything from the top of your head to the tip of your toe will change. If you believe that, incurable disease will depart from your life. Listen to me now. I'm going to adjust that statement a little. I said, if you believe. I'm going to turn it around a little bit. Is somebody listening to me there? Is somebody receiving something there? Why are you there? I'm going to tell you now. Since you believe that, Lord, I believe. I said, Lord, I believe. I said, Lord, I believe. Since you believe that, that blindness will vanish away. That paralysis will vanish away. That cancer will vanish away. Incurable disease will vanish away. Surely, we are healed by his stripes. Personal, surely, I am healed. I am healed with his stripes. Let me show you people like you. And that's what they believed. And since they believed, and because they believed, And at the moment they believed, and the evening they believed, see what happened to them. It will happen to you. Transferring the healing of Christ unto you. I'm looking at Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 verse 16. It says, when the evening was come. Your own evening has come. Evening of miracle has come. Evening of healing has come. Evening of deliverance has come. Evening of the transfer of his healing power. It has come to you tonight. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. And healed all that were sick. Somebody there is getting healed right now. Healed all that were sick. We're not talking theory. We're not talking something from the head. I'm talking something from the book. I'm talking about prophecy. I'm talking about something that will be fulfilled in your life. This is your night of healing. The night of your deliverance. He healed all that was sick. Blind man, get ready. He'll heal your blindness. Lepers, get ready. He will cleanse all your leprosy away. All the problems you have. Look at verse 17. That it might be fulfilled. This is why they were all healed. This is why they were all healed. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That's the fulfillment of by stripes I am healed. I am healed. I will not die of cancer. I thought you'll say it for yourself. I will not die in blindness. I thought you'll say it of yourself. I will not carry this paralysis away. I thought you'll say it for yourself. Because by stripes you are healed. By stripes I am healed. Surely, certainly, without a shadow of doubt, this is my evening. I said, this is my evening, because there is present victory over sickness. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. By whose stripes ye were healed. If you were, then you are. Look up here for a moment. It says you were educated. How do you understand that? You're still educated now. It says you were filled. How do you understand that one? You're still filled. You were happy. How do you understand that? I am happy now. It says, by whose stripes you were healed. I was healed, I am healed. You were healed, you are healed. I said you are healed. Because there is present victory over sickness. You catch it today. You get it today. It's coming upon your life. Tonight is your night. You will not escape it. Anywhere you're sitting tonight, anywhere you're standing tonight, it is going to be transferred unto you. Before I leave that point, you are looking for an amount of money. How much is it now? I understand, 50,000 naira. And then you appeal to somebody. And he says, you say, I'm looking for this 50,000. And I need it urgently. I need it badly. You're not together. You're far away. You're talking to him on phone. And then he said, okay, I'll transfer it. And then I'll give you the alert. And then he goes to the bank. And then he pays 50,000 naira into your account. You didn't see him face to face. You were not with him there. He only transferred it to your account. And then at the alert came to you. Surely, transfer has come. 50,000. Although you don't have it in your hand, you know it is in your account. Jesus transferred perfect healing unto you. What you have? I want healing. He said, okay, I'm going to put it in your bank. You have an account in heaven. Somebody there, you have an account in heaven. And then that healing is paid to your account. Salvation paid to your account. And I am here to send the alert unto you. Did you know you are healed? Did you know you are saved? I give you the alert. And then you say, praise the Lord, I'm saved. Praise the Lord, I am healed. The transferable healing is coming your way. Transferable victory is coming your way. Number one is personal victory over sin. That's what you have. That's what I have. That's what I have. I can't hear you. That's what I have. Present victory over sickness. Thanks be unto God. That's what I have. Number three now, permanent victory over Satan. Permanent victory over Satan. Look at Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. I'm reading here from verse 11. Victory over Satan is the source of your trouble. Is the source of your heartache. Is the source of all that attack. Is the source of all that affliction. You overcome him tonight. You'll be a victor tonight. You're more than a conqueror tonight. It tells us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Who is that him? Him. It says, you overcome him. You find that in verse 9. He calls him the old serpent. Verse 9, called the devil. Verse 9, and Satan. All his name put together. All his activities put together. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. That is, they don't care what Satan thought he could do. Satan was threatening them. He sent his mistress. He sent his cohorts. He sent his servants. He says, if you leave that thing, if you leave that place, the evil powers will kill you. Say, don't say that again. My Jesus has conquered Satan. My Jesus has conquered evil spirits. My Jesus has conquered all those demons. By the word of your testimony, I am a victor. The word of your testimony, I am more than a conqueror. By the word of your testimony, I am an overcomer. By the word of your testimony, I believe in Jesus. He has transferred his victory over Satan. He has transferred that to me. and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Somebody there has a victory tonight. Present victory. Somebody there, you have present victory. Personal victory. Permanent victory. Where are you now? Let them know. Where are you? Let Satan know. Where are you? Let the world know. Where are you? That from tonight, victory will follow you. That from tonight, your sins are forgiven. That from tonight, power is coming upon your life. How many of you know that your victory has come? Personal. 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 And you are carrying it away from here today. You are taking it away from here today. Present at this very time. I rejoice with you. Nothing will never defeat you anymore. You're free tonight. You're free from the pollution of sin. You're free from the punishment of sin. You're free from the power of sin. You're free from the presence of sin. Because you have personal victory. And because you have present victory. And because you have permanent victory. You must make up your mind. You must say, tonight is my night. This victory will be transferred to my account tonight. Transferred. 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 I'm sending the alert unto you now. I said I'm sending the alert unto you now. If you're there and I'm talking about you. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. This is not between you and the Almighty God. This is between you and the victory giver. That you, as you are there, you are not thinking of any other person. You say, Lord, this is me. I want you to transfer that victory to me right now. Victory over sin. Over the pollutions of sin. Over the power of sin. Over the punishment of sin. Over the presence of sin. Victory, victory, victory. If you are there, you raise up your hand. You say, yes, Lord, I am here. Lord, transfer that victory to me right now. And let that exchange happen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You raise up your hand. You say, yes, Lord, I'm the candidate for victory. I need that transfer right now. If you're raising up your hand, I need to single you out of the crowd. And therefore, you will stand up. Only those who are raising up their hands. My victory. My victory. My victory over sin. I will not perish. I will not die in my sin. I'm going to have this victory because Christ is transferring that victory unto me. That's why you are standing up right now. You raise up your hand and you stand up. You raise up your hand and you stand up. Victory, victory, victory is mine. And you are saying, praise the Lord. Surely, 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 I call his name Jesus because he will save me from all my sins. Just thank the Lord now and say, thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God who gives me the victory, who grants me the victory, who transfers the victory unto me through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise up those hands. The moment you hear that final amen, that victory, that righteousness, that salvation has been transferred unto you. He will take all your sins away. He will give you his own righteousness. He sends it to your account. And I send the alert to you right now. Where are you now? Raise up those hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory. Thank you for the transfer of the righteousness. All your people that have come, according to your word, according to your promise, save them from their sins in Jesus' name. cancel their sin. Cancel their sin. Cancel their sin. Transfer your righteousness unto them. Confirm it, O Lord. Let that forgiveness be definite and real. Let that change of life be definite and real. Let the assurance of salvation come to them in Jesus' name. As they leave this place, they live with victory. Live with righteousness. With the peace of mind. And write their names in the book of life in heaven. Confirm it, O Lord. Surely, 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 you have taken their sins away. Surely, you have transferred your righteousness to them. Surely, they have a present victory and they have a personal victory over their sins. Thank you, Lord, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. It is done. I said it is done. What are you? I got the alert. I said I got the alert. I am forgiven. I am saved. I am victorious. It is personal. It is present. It will be permanent. The transfer of healing. I said the transfer of healing. Whatever you are, that healing is getting to you right now. Remember, Jesus Christ makes it available. He has sent it to your account. I'm just here to inform you that you have got it. Surely. 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 I am healed by stripes. With his stripes I am healed. With his stripes I am healed. With his stripes I am healed. A confirmation will come in your life right now. You raise up your hand. You lay the other hand upon yourself. And remember, you have it already. This is just a confirmation. After the final amen, you check up yourself. Blindness would have gone. Paralysis would have gone. The tumor would have vanished away. Then you check up yourself. Then you discover it is not. And then you will show it and then will rejoice with you. I don't have any doubt in my heart. That's a surely attached to your miracle. Are you ready there? I want to see your hand up. Then we're going to pray. After the final amen, the alert has come. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the victory we have. We're thanking you already. We're giving the glory to you. And we're worshiping you already. Because you grant everyone the victory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over sickness. Victory over infirmity. Victory over weakness. Victory over attack. Victory over our affliction. Victory over Satan. Confirm it in every life in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for that mental problem right there. I command the spirit of insanity. Come out in Jesus' name. That epilepsy, I command you. Come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have any swelling in their body. That swelling, whatever is the root cause. Every plant the Heavenly Father has not planted in your life, it is uprooted right now. Swelling, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, touch them in your power. Touch them in your might. I pray that that swelling will not remain there. That swelling, you will not remain there. Tumor, come out. Fibroid, come out. Hernia, come out. others in your hand, come out. Elephantiasis, come out. Lord, I pray you confirm it in Jesus' name. That thing they call incurable disease in your life, I command that cancer to dry up right now. That life will come to you right now. Strength will come to you right now. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Ulcer, I command you there. You cannot stay there. By stripes, he has been healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. That's my asthma, I command you to be healed. Lord, make the transfer right now. Your healing unto them. That the asthma will not remain. Confirm it in their lives in Jesus' name. I pray for any other pain in your body. Sickness in your body. Infirmity in your body. In your blood system, anywhere. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and dumb, miracle of hearing coming your way. Miracle of speaking coming your way. I pray, Lord, open their vocal cords right now. Open their deaf ears right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Begin to hear, begin to speak. Lord, I pray for those who are blind. Whatever is the reason for blindness, that bandage of the devil is loose right now. The thing that covers your sight is taken away right now. Dimness of sight, come out in Jesus' name. Cataract, come out in Jesus' name. Glaucoma, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, give them bright sight, bright vision, 2020 vision. Confirm it in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are lame, one leg shorter than the other. I command that short leg to grow out. Paralysis, come out. Lameness, come out. Stroke, be healed in Jesus' name. Send forth your power into their waist, into their joint, into their nervous center. Every part of them to receive the miracle touch right now. Rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. With the authority of Jesus, rise up and walk. In the power of Calvary, rise up and walk. Lord, confirm it in their lives right now. I pray that everywhere now there'll be miracle. Everywhere there'll be healing. Everywhere there'll be deliverance. To the left and to the right. To the back, to the center, to the front. For the man, for the woman. Lord, confirm it everywhere in Jesus' name. Surely you are healed. Surely you are set free. Surely you are delivered. Receive it right now. Thank you, Lord, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name I pray.